Hello and welcome to Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Gently in his rocking chair, gazing at this land he owns. And there he sees his memories, and there his past. And there he smiles his grim smile, strokes his gun, swears he'll make it last. Someone brings a whiskey, someone serves the meal. Like there's someone in the township, in the mines and in the field. Someone at the graveyard, someone with their tears, someone who can't forget the freedom lost these 100 years. Oh man, you can boast about the gun that's by your bed. Oh man, you can tell me how you could for all your care fears yet. And your guns come by, and your prisons fill, and your yards are rope for hanging still. But your guns can shoot and never hit the sky. And there's no rope as long as time. Prison, Biko in the ground, Sharpeville and Soweto voices, silence till the end of time. Freedom don't come easy, don't come bloodless, don't come fast. But in the hearts of the countless people, no past laws gonna stop us past. Oh man, you can boast about the gun that's by your bed. Oh man, you can tell me how you could for all your care fears yet. And your guns can fire, and your prisons fill, and your yards are rope for hanging still. But your guns can shoot and never hit the sky. Sometimes you talk of reasons, economy and cause. Sometimes you'll even talk of changes, though we class the gun and he talks of law. About the gun that's by your bed. Oh man, you can tell me how you could for all your care fears yet. And your guns can fire, and your prisons fill, and your yards are rope for hanging still. But your guns can shoot and never hit the sky. And there's no rope as long as time. Yeah, the sound there of Latin Quarter, No Rope As Long As Time, originally written and recorded about South Africa back in the bleak days of apartheid, and thankfully apartheid, of course, is now long gone, but as we've seen with the case of the Marikana platinum miners and the brutal police response there's obviously still in South Africa, as everywhere around the world, there's still class-based oppression, and we can also see in places like Mali how internationally the white European establishment is still lording it, if you like, over the black Africans and the third world. Anyway, back to the music now, with the sound of Reverend and the Makers, track entitled What Goes Around.
Yeah. Yeah, sound there with everyone under the mic, a track entitled What Goes Around. And currently a big issue here in Chesterfield is the threatened closure of the big co-op store in the centre of Chesterfield. This co-op shop has been around for literally decades. Certainly it's been around as long as I can remember it, and thankfully there is a fight against the closure and the loss of jobs and what have you that entails. For the campaign and to sign a online petition, go to www.causes.com. That's www.causes.com and sign the online petition, or else we do have petitions at the SWP branch meetings, and also hopefully the coming paper sale on Saturday will have the petition to save the Chesterfield Co-op. And back to the music now with the sound of George Michael, track entitled Shoot the Dog. Here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield with yours truly, AKP.
Once.
Yeah, sound there of George Michael, Shoot the Dog. From the year 2003, about another George, this time George W. Bush and his insane war on Iraq, which is about 10 years old at the moment. And the next track, or rather in the next track, at least the bloke has a excuse for his rather dystopian vision of a new world order, because he's suffering from what we now call post-traumatic stress disorder from War of the Worlds. This is David Essex playing the Artilleryman, track entitled Brave New World. Here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Be on your way! This is my territory.
Your territory? What do you mean?
Wait a minute. It's you, the man from Maybury Hill.
Good heavens, the artillery man. I thought you surely burned.
I thought you surely drowned.
Have you seen any Martians?
Everywhere. We're done for, all right.
We can't just give up.
Of course we can't. It's now we've got to start fighting. Not against them, because we can't win. Now we've got to fight for survival. I reckon we can make it. I've got a plan.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
We're gonna build a whole new world for ourselves. Look. They clap eyes on us and we're dead, right? So we gotta make a new life where they'll never find us. You know where? Underground. You should see it down there. Hundreds of miles of drains. Sweet and clean now after the rain. Dark, quiet, safe. We can build houses and everything. Start again from scratch. And what's so bad about living underground, eh? It's not been so great living up here, if you want my opinion. Take a look around you at the world we've come to know. Does it seem to be much more than a crazy circus show? But maybe from the madness something beautiful will grow in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again, all over again, all over again, all over again. And hospitals and barracks right under their noses, right under their feet. Everything we need, banks, prisons and schools. We'll send scouting parties to collect books and stuff, and men like you will teach the kids, not poems and rubbish, science, so we can get everything working. We'll build villages and towns and we'll play each other at cricket. Listen, Maybe one day we'll capture a fighting machine, eh? Learn how to make them ourselves and then... Wallop! Our turn to do some wiping out. Whoosh with our heat ray. Whoosh! And them running and dying. Beaten at their own game. Man on top. Our domination of the earth is fading fast, and out of the confusion the chance has come at last to build a better future from the ashes of the past in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again. Born in freedom, but he soon becomes a slave in cages of convention from the cradle to the grave. The weak fall by the wayside, but the strong will be saved in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again. I'm not trying to tell you what to be. Oh no, not me. But if mankind is to survive, the people left alive, they're gonna have to build this world anew. And it's going to have to start with me and you. I'm not trying to tell you what to be. Oh no, not me. But if mankind is to survive, the people left alive, they're gonna have to build this world anew. Yes, and we will have to be the chosen. Just think of all the poverty, the hatred and the lies, and imagine the destruction of all that you despise. Slowly from the ashes that phoenix will arise in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again.
This is Radio Resistance News coming to you courtesy of Socialist Worker newspaper. Deaths and dangerous failures at the Mid-Staffordshire NHS Trust were caused not by the incompetence of nurses, but by cutbacks and dangerous levels of understaffing and underfunding. To stop this disaster happening nationally, we must support every demo and every strike against cuts in the NHS. Jerry Hicks, the left-wing trade union, the left-wing rank-and-file candidate for the trade union Unite leadership, has won enough nominations to stand for General Secretary of the Unite Union. All Unite members are urged to vote for Jerry Hicks. As France declares victory in the military attack on Mali, it becomes clear that Western intervention there has led to poverty, food shortages and violence. On a positive note, unions in Greece have called a general strike on the 20th of February against a government clampdown on strikers. Strikes have become common in Greece as Greek workers fight back against pay cuts and job cuts imposed by their government as part of the austerity. Meanwhile in Spain, pressure is growing on the Tory Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy to resign along with his cabinet following allegations of corruption. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, a historical feature on Harold Wilson's Labour government of the 1970s and its chequered legacy. A review of the film No, about the 1988 referendum in Chile on fascist dictator Pinochet's continued rule. And the feature on US imperialism, 10 years after the Iraq War of 2003. Socialist Worker can be purchased every Saturday from 11 through till 12:30 p.m. outside of Primark in Chesterfield Town Centre, or it can be picked up at Socialist Workers' party meetings. It can be read online at www.socialistworker.co.uk, or if you visit www.swp.org.uk and contact your local branch, you could have Socialist Worker delivered to your door. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
Feeling good, all good, never better,
in fact,
it's the brightest day of my life.
I'm never, never.
There of Beverly Knight, Greatest Day. Yeah, I kind of have a soft spot for Beverly Knight. For one thing, she said in an interview that she used to be a great fan of Skyline Radio over in Wolverhampton, which I remember listening to sometimes when I used to live in Birmingham back in the 90s. And perhaps more importantly, well, definitely more importantly, she's a great supporter of Love Music, Hate Racism, as well as having been a campaigner against homophobia in the dance hall reggae music. Anyway, on the subject of Love Music, Hate Racism, there's now a tangent to LMHR called the English Disco Lovers. You can find English Disco Lovers on Facebook, and please like us on Facebook, please follow us on Twitter, and please visit www.edl.me. That's www.edl.me. We're hoping if we can get a big enough following, then maybe we can knock a certain other EDL off of the top ranking as far as Google, Facebook, etc. are concerned. And on the subject of political disco music, next up we've got the sound of Brother D. How we're gonna make the Black Nation rise.
If you wanna know the truth, then that's a fact. Let me hear you say, and you know that.
And you know that.
You dippy dippy guys are so socialized. How we gonna make a Black Nation rise? While you party down, y'all and shock the house. Get down, rock, shock the house. The Ku Klux Klan is on the loose, training their kids in machine gun use. Okay, everything has its place and time. We can rock the house too as we shock your mind.
Wait up, we can brag and we can boast, because you need the bread and butter for our breakfast toast.
Look at all the things that can prove the point. Sisters in the desk and brothers in the joint.
As you dibby dibby guys, it's so socialized. How we gonna make a Black Nation rise?
Call me Brother D, and I'm here to shed some light, to bring the truth right on down to earth from where it once was out of sight. But before I continue, just let me say, this is not my ego suit. I sat down and thought, and I wrote this verse in the interest of the group. Come on, my people.
Y'all, you know that ain't right.
Cause that hurts everybody, black or white.
We're just cold and there's no heat. Just move your body to the beat. While it takes you hard, it sits low ride. It's high until you're pacified. Now you acting like a living dead. It's talking about your body, talking about your head.
Space out, y'all, to the disco rhyme. You're moving to the rhythm, but you're wasting time. Stop and think. Do you know what's real? Well, let me educate you to the real deal. The media is telling lies. The devil taking off his disguise. They're killing us. While we pay more for food that's cheap, and all you want to do is so socialize.
How are we gonna make that nation rise?
Remember the so-called Indian? Look what they did to him. Maybe they'll do that to us. Did a struggle, did a win. I mean, damn, get out of your seat. Damn, get on your feet. We say damn, and I will repeat. We mean damn, we're tired of defeat. Damn.
No more sitting around. We say, damn, it's time for throwing down. Damn, let's even the score, cause we're fired up. It won't take no more. We're fired up. It won't take no more. We're fired up. Won't take no more. Like Americans got concentration camps.
People like
that,
living blind, warning us about
genocide. While you're partying on and on, the others may be hot by the break of dawn. The party may end one day soon when they're rounding niggas up in the afternoon. While you fight each other without a fair, but fight the system, you never dare. Well, if you ain't down, we'll get you first, cause you slow us down just like a curse.
My mind is clear, we can't let die. Put a message in our music for I and I. Service to our people, we must be deemed like Coltrane's home on love supreme.
You heard what Marcus Garvey said, and we can't stand still.
He said, up you mighty make you can, accomplish what you will.
Rising up, we'll take no more. Rising up, we'll take no more.
America was built, understand, by stolen labor on stolen land. Take a second thought as you clap and stamp. Can you rock the house from inside the camp? As you move into the beat to the early light, the country moving to the right. Prepare now, all get high and wake, cause it ain't no party in the holy state.
That's it, all we who dare to be free. We gotta change the way we behave. We gotta sacrifice for our righteous cause or remain a passive slave. We're not anti any other racial group, just understand we're pro black.
But don't take too long, the time is getting late.
And DJ Dick, got a mic, it's your job to educate.
Well, I know my voice is not rated X. We didn't talk about money or talk about sex. We didn't talk about clothes or cars and things. And you might be tired of my lecturing. So while you dance and while you sing, all we want to do is ask just one thing. While you dividdy-dies and so socialize, are you going to help the black nation rise? Gonna make the black nation rise. Gotta agitate, educate, and organize. How we gonna make the black nation rise?
Agitate, educate, organize.
How we gonna make the black nation rise?
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna organize.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna agitate and organize.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna educate, organize.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna organize and organize.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna do what? How we gonna make the black nation rise?
Agitate, educate, organize.
How we gonna make the black nation rise? Agitate, educate, organize. Yeah, the sound there, Brother D. How we gonna make the black nation rise? Because, as Mark said, white labour can never be free as long as black labour is still in chains. And by the same token, heterosexual male and female sexual liberation can never truly occur as long as homosexuality, gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender people remain oppressed. For this reason, I'm kind of glad that gay marriage has finally been legalised here in the UK. Sadly, of course, it's not full sort of equality. There's still God knows how many provisos. There's still some pretty big opt-outs, notably that of the Church of England. Kind of reminds me of the Disability Discrimination Act in that respect, which sort of looks good on paper, but there's God knows how many opt-outs and exemptions and what have you. Even so, though, I'm still kind of glad that the that the gay marriage has now been legalised, much to the chagrin of the large percentage of Tory bastards who voted against it, simply because it's one in the eye for these homophobes, and that's exactly what they are. Believe you me, over the years I've known some people who've had homophobia to the point of having hydrophobia, if you get what I mean. So next up I'm going to play a track from the 70s by the Tom Robinson Band, so we can remind ourselves how far we've come, but still remind ourselves that there's still quite a way to go. Track entitled Sing If You're Glad To Be Gay, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
This song is dedicated to the World Health Organization. It's a medical song, and it concerns a disease whose classification, according to the International Classification of Diseases, is 302.0.
Yes, that's right, gaiety. It used to actually be classed as a disease. How medical model can you get?
The British police are the best in the world. I don't believe one of these stories I've heard about them raiding our pubs for no reason at all, lining the customers up by the wall, picking out people, knocking them down, resisting arrest as they're kicked on the ground, searching their houses, calling them queer. I don't believe that sort of thing happens here. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Pictures of naked young women are fun in tidbits of Playboy, page 3 of the Sun. There's no nudes in Gay News or One magazine, but they still found excuses to call it obscene. Read how disgusting we are in the press, the Telegraph, People and Sunday Express. Molesters of children, corruptors of youth, it's there in the paper, it must be the truth. Try and sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Don't try to kid us that if you're dis- greet. You're perfectly safe as you walk down the street. You don't have to mince or make bitchy remarks to get beaten unconscious and left in the dark. I had a friend who was gentle and short. He was lonely one evening, he went for a walk. Queer bashers caught him, kicked in his teeth. Was only hospitalized for a week, and he still bears the scars.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way.
And sit back and watch as they close down our clubs, arrest us for meeting and raid all our pubs. Make sure your boyfriend's at least 21, so only your friends and your brothers get done. Lie to your workmates, lie to your folks. Put down the Queen's, tell anti-queer jokes. Gay lives ridiculous, join their laughter. The
buggers are legal now. What more are they after? Tell them.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Sing if you're happy this way.
Yeah, sound of the Tom Robinson Band, Sing If You're Glad To Be Gay. You know, it kind of makes you laugh how back in certainly the 80s, even well into the 90s, even to some hydrophobic homophobes to this day, there seems to be the tiresome older trope that gay people are more likely to molest children, and yet all of the shit's now hitting the fan about how Tory MPs were involved in bloody sexually abusing children back in the 80s at a guest house. And of course, there's nothing at all gay about Jimmy Savile, at least not as far as we know, but it was certainly a nonce. Mind you, I suppose we shouldn't be surprised, really, because to this day, there's a number of Tories who admit to supporting child abuse, the latest being Chris Grayling, who was admitted supporting smacking of children. And if that isn't child abuse, then I'm sorry, but I don't know what is. Anyway, next up, back to the music with the sound of the Kaiser Chiefs. This one's dedicated to all of the right-wingers out there, all of your Daily Mail readers. Track entitled The Angry Mob, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield with yours truly, AKP.
Again.
This is the Red Guide on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. This Sunday, the 10th of February, the Socialist Workers' Party is holding an educational on the subject of socialism, utopian and scientific, held at Stone Gravel's Parish Centre from 6 through till 8 p.m. And then on the Thursday, the 14th of February, we've got the regular Socialist Workers' Party meeting held at Chesterfield Library. From 7:30 p.m. meet downstairs just outside the cafe for the entrance to our meeting. Then on Saturday the 2nd of March, Chesterfield Love Music Hate Racism is holding its relaunch concert at Joplin's in the centre of Chesterfield. With at least 5 confirmed bands. Also, sometime in March, there's going to be the Stop the War fundraiser, which has been postponed from January because of the weather. Then on Saturday the 16th of March, Unite the Resistance is holding a conference, The Fight Against Austerity, in Sheffield. Speakers include Mark Sirotka of the PCS and Karen Reisman of Unison. And last but not least, in July, there's going to be our annual event down in London, Marxism 2013. For more details about any of these events, visit www.swp.org.uk. You may also wish to join your local branch of the Socialist Workers' Party. For more details, again, visit www.swp.org.uk. I can meet us every Saturday from 11 through till 12:30 p.m. selling the Socialist Worker outside of Primark in Chesterfield. Remember, what the working class needs is a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
I'm not afraid to die. part of life. You can't cut it out with a surgeon's knife. You can't keep paying to hide it away. Beaver, the difference, we like it that way.
You don't need your limbs to break the law, even if it ain't worth fighting for.
Victims of stigma and prejudice. So either that difference. Don't ignore your ignorance. Alive and well, the black man still in chains while the cripple ring a bell. The women work so hard for half the pay, while the tiki toes all each beat us way. Oppression, it's alive and well, with bread and circuses our souls we sell. Oppression, it's the lore of this land, written by and for the average man.
You don't need a bunch of Nazis when you got me.
Yeah, sound out Simon Smith and the Associated Societies here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Now, I noticed that the Irish establishment have finally fessed up to their into their connivance with the Magdalen laundries, which heavily exploited and abused women, including young women in Ireland, well throughout the 20th century, using them as virtual slave labour. However, before anyone in the British establishment gets holier than thou, no pun intended, I've got to point out how the Magdalen Sisters, a film about the Magdalen Laundries, kind of reminded me of a TV miniseries called The Leaving of Liverpool back in the 90s, which was a collaboration between the BBC and the Australian ABC about child migration, which went on in Britain from the early 20th century right up until 1967, would you believe, in which children in orphanages, orphans, children born out of wedlock, so-called, what have you, were shipped over to places like Australia and Canada and what have you, and again, often used as virtual slave labour. In both cases, if you ask me, it's sort of a similar disease to that which caused the sort of grotesque slavery back throughout the Victorian era, the slave trade, where black people were shipped from Africa to America, and at the same period we saw here in the UK white children, child labour, were virtually nothing more than slaves half of the time, and they're all tied together to capitalism. More specifically, it's what Marx called the primitive accumulation of capital. Next, I'll go back to the music now. Next up, we mentioned the LMHRE launch in Chesterfield on 2nd of March. This next band are going to be there, Sound of the Cab Stars, track entitled Floor Sweeper.
Talking about a killer, no, nothing at all. No, I'm talking about repetitive, meaningless chores. Working for that man, cause he's the one that knows that you need money and he needs you. So the strike works what they got you to do. Hey, sweep the floor, sweep the floor. The same thing, just more and more, more and more. Make that money, drop the fan, drop the fan. Tomorrow you'll be holding at your hands. Where's my money, hey? Stick it through, get the money together and put it to the house far away in a different country where that sun always shines, don't have to work all day. But that day never came through, so the strike was what they got you to do. Hey, sweep the floor, sweep the floor. The same bitch is more and more, more and more. Make that money, drop the van, drop the van. Tomorrow you'll be holding at your hands. Where's my money, hey? But you see the boss in the corner of one eye. Stacks of paper green he's got just to get his fire. And you know that his money means everything to him. But all you got is one simple dream, to be the nice guy, do the right thing. So the strike works what they got you to sing. Hey, sweep the floor, sweep the floor. The same bitch is more and more, more and more. Make that money, drop the fan, drop the fan. Tomorrow you'll be holding at your hands. Where's my money, hey? Yeah, sound of the Cab Stars and Floor Sweeper. Well, that's about all we've got time for this week here at Radio Resistance Chesterfield. So if you'd like to contact us, you can contact us at anthonypage@souladequate.plus.com. That's anthonypage@souladequate.plus.com. Or you can text us on 0770-256-3056. That's 0770-256-3056. So, for now, we're going to
have to say you. See you all next week, unless I see you on Saturday at the paper sale, or unless I see you on Thursday at the next Socialist Workers' Party meeting. Anyway, going to love you and leave you now with the sound of Bob Marley on the subject of slavery. This is a track entitled Redemption Song. See you next week.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.